Welcome to podcast number 159, the 60 versus 20 minute cardio workout. Which is best? Do you have 60 minutes to spare each day for exercise? If you're like most of my patients, the answer is probably no. Can you get all the benefits of exercising for an hour in just 20 minutes? In the 60 versus 20 minute cardio workout, which is best? Michael's experience. Michael was my typical hard-charging CEO patient. He routinely put in 60-hour work weeks, and his health suffered. For years, I encouraged him to start exercising. Unfortunately, I always got the same response. Doc, I just don't have the time to exercise. Our breakthrough finally came when I talked with him about compressing a workout into just a few minutes several times a week. Well, exercising such a short time even do any good, he asked. All the benefits of a long exercise session in just a fraction of the time, I said. Count me in, he said. The 60 versus 20 minute cardio study. Here is the study, we're going to discuss it, that I recently shared with Michael. To answer the 60 versus 20 minute cardio workout question, University of Alabama researchers recruited 28 overweight people who weren't used to exercising. For 6 weeks, these people were randomly assigned to one of two workout groups. The first group was the usual moderate intensity exercise group. These people pedaled away 60 minutes a day, 5 days a week on a stationary bicycle. So that's what they used in the study as far as exercising. They used a stationary bicycle. So the usual or typical treatment group, 60 minutes a day, 5 days a week, they pedaled their bicycles. In contrast, the second group was the high-intensity exercise group. These people pedaled all out in four 30-second sprints. So they sprinted four times, 30 seconds each. So 2 minutes of sprints. And then if you add in their cool-down periods, warm-up periods, et cetera, they got up to 20 minutes. So of the 20 minutes, they're sprinting for 2 minutes. The other 18 minutes, they're warming up, cooling down. And they only did this 3 days a week, whereas the other group was going at it 5 days a week for an hour a day. These folks, 20 minutes total, but it's really only 2 minutes of exercising 3 days a week. Even though the high-intensity group really only exercised 6 minutes a week, so once again, that's 2 minutes of sprinting on 3 days, the total investment time with the warm-up and cool-down periods was 1 hour. So we're comparing 5 hours of exercise in a week versus an hour. And how did it stack up? Basically, the study was a draw. There was no statistical difference between going 5 hours a week or 60-minute sessions versus 3 days a week with a 20-minute session. After 6 weeks, both groups saw roughly the same benefit with regards to weight loss, the same benefit with a lower blood pressure, the same benefit with a better cholesterol reading, and the same benefit with improved insulin sensitivity, which helps prevent treat diabetes. The only benefit of the 60-minute group 5 days a week, so the 5-hour-a-week group or 60 minutes in a session, was that they were in slightly better shape at the end of the study. However, this finding is an outlier, as most other studies have shown no difference. The key message is that you can get all of the benefit of exercising in just a fraction of the time. So how do you do high-intensity exercise? Here's how you could apply this high-intensity exercise protocol in your own life. First, pick your favorite exercise. It could be anything. It could be walking, cycling, hiking, or just about anything. For your 20-minute cardio workout, start by warming up for 4 minutes. That's what they did in the study. So just gently warm up for 4 minutes. No stretching, just warm up for 4 minutes. For example, let's say walking is your exercise of choice. It's something simple, easy, anyone can do it. So you would walk at your normal pace, probably on a flat surface, for about 4 minutes as your warm-up. After warming up, then you will do a total of four 30-second sprints. So remember, out of that 20-minute workout, 2 minutes are sprints, but they're four sprints, 30 seconds long, and you intersperse them with a 2 to 3 minute cool-down period. So let's go back to walking. Let's say walking is your example. You start out by walking 4 minutes on a flat surface. Now it's time for your sprint. For your sprint, you can go up a hill as fast as you can walk for 30 seconds. Your cool-down periods would then be walking again at your normal pace on a flat surface for 2 to 3 minutes. And you just keep repeating until you had done four sprints and then had your cool down at the end, you're done, 20 minutes. Well, to know that you are going all out with your sprints, to make sure you're really getting the benefit by compressing it, your heart rate should hit 85% of your maximally predicted heart rate. And this was the criteria that they used in the study. They had to hit 85% of their maximally predicted heart rate during these sprints. And to calculate this number, your maximally predicted heart rate is 220 minus your age. So once again, 220 minus your age. Thus, if you are 40 years old, your maximally predicted heart rate would be 220 minus 100 minus 40, sorry. So 220 minus 40, which would be a maximally predicted heart rate of 180. Then if you take 85% of 180, you get a target heart rate of 153 beats per minute. So this is something that will vary from person to person, but make sure you're hitting your target heart rate on your sprints, then you know you're really getting all the work in. 20 minutes, 3 days a week, bam, you're done. Share your experience. High intensity or interval training sounds simple, right? Well, give it a try. Let me know how it goes. And I would love to hear your experience. Once again, go to my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 159, the 60 versus 20 minute cardio workout, which is best. Scroll down to the bottom. And there in the comments section, let me know how high interval training works for you. Do you like it better than the traditional exercise? Why or why not? Love to hear from you. Also, if you have any questions, feel free to post those as well, and I'll do my best to answer every question. And of course, if you are not used to exercising or you suffer from any medical conditions, please check with your doctor first before beginning any exercise program. Just use common sense. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, just a way of trying to hack your exercise. Since having the time seems to be the number one barrier for most people, you can compress your workout and get all the benefits in just a fraction of the time. If you've enjoyed it, please rate me on iTunes, Stitcher, tell a friend, sign up for my newsletter, and until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.